Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this evening's bulletin, concerns have been raised over the level of security at government buildings. Police in Derry are appealing for information following an incident of arson yesterday afternoon. A sailor was rescued after his yacht got into difficulty off Tulla Bay this morning, and a Letterkenny councillor says there needs to be more communication between officials and members as the need for social and affordable housing in Donegal's largest town continues to grow. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will be here with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. Concerns have been raised over the level of security at government buildings. It follows a series of suspected rammings overnight which saw multiple gates damaged. A man in his 40s has been arrested in connection with the incidents at the Department of the Taoiseach, the Office of the Attorney General, the Department of Housing and Árras an Uachtaráin. Cathal Berry Independent TD and former Army Ranger says cases like this raise questions about security.
It is a concern for sure, particularly if you look at the trends both in the UK and the US as well, and also here in Ireland. The trajectory that we are on is escalatory, and there is a concern that it's going to get worse, particularly with the general election in the next 6 months. That's when people's emotions will be very, very high. So can security be stepped up? For sure.
Police in Derry are appealing for information following an incident of arson yesterday afternoon. Neighbourhood officers on patrol saw a large plume of smoke coming from the roof of the vacant Lisnagelvin Leisure Centre in Richhill Park and immediately contacted the NIFRS. They say the blaze was deliberate ignition. Equipment inside the building was damaged as a result. Police are appealing to anyone with information or who was in the area around this time or prior to 4 p.m. and saw any suspicious activity or has footage, including dashcam, to get in touch. A sailor was rescued after his yacht got into difficulty off Tulla Bay this morning. Lough Swilly Oranillai were paged by Malinhead Coast Guard and the man was later brought to safety. Ellen Butler has this report.
Lough Swilly Oranillai was paged by Malinhead Coast Guard at 7:27 this morning to a yacht in difficulty just off Tulla Bay. The all-weather lifeboat was launched and the crew made their way to the vessel, which had one person on board. The sailor was having difficulty with his anchor and the decision was made to put a crew member on board to assist the sailor. Despite the efforts from the volunteer crew, the anchor couldn't be released from the seabed. Once it was established the yacht had power, the rope had to be eventually cut. The crew stayed with the yacht for a time before returning to Buncrana Pier to refuel and make ready for service. If you're in difficulty in or on the water, dial 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard.
A Letterkenny councillor says there needs to be more communication between officials and members as the need for social and affordable housing in Donegal's largest town continues to grow. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says one source of frustration to him is that he had sought on multiple occasions to get answers as to why an offer of 30 units to the council by a private developer wasn't being taken up. He was subsequently told at a recent meeting it was because of issues over testing for defective blocks. After a lengthy discussion, it was decided to hold a special housing workshop in Letterkenny to discuss such issues. Councillor McMonagall says improved communication is vital.
What we have is a small number of developers who are still building houses. One in particular has made 30 houses available to the council over this last number of years, and the council has failed to secure those houses. And just today we've heard this is an issue over testing for defective concrete blocks. Of course there should be testing for defective concrete blocks, but this developer is selling these houses on the open market. He sold multiple houses to other people. There's no sign of any defective concrete blocks in any of his developments. So I can't for the life of me understand why this wasn't communicated to us earlier, but now that we have a response from the council, I can go back to the developer now and say, have you been asked this? Have you been asked that? Why have you not complied with it?
There is a housing workshop planned for the near future in Letterkenny. You believe something locally in Letterkenny can focus attention on issues like those houses, issues like the homelessness questions that were raised by yourself and others?
Yes, look, the biggest demand for housing in Donegal is in Letterkenny, Milford district. We have over 1,190 people on the housing waiting list. We have a growing number of people who have been given notices to quit. We have not got the social houses available to meet that demand, and there is not the private rented accommodations available to meet that demand. So if there's to be a focus on housing, then we need to, in Letterkenny, get that focus, and we need to start looking and see what we can do to deliver more social homes.
There's been a major step forward in addressing the shortage of housing in West Donegal. It comes a week after a housing protest was held outside Dunloe's Public Services Centre. Within the past 5 years, only 6 houses have been built by the local authority in the MD. However, the Department of Housing has this week granted Stage 4 planning approval for 43 houses in Dunloe. Council will now proceed with an offer to a contractor to deliver the development. Councillor Micheál Colm McGill-Asbaugh expects that to happen within a matter of weeks.
Certainly is encouraging to see now that we can move forward, and hopefully very shortly, within a matter of weeks, that we should be in a position of appointing a contractor. Having said that, yes, it's very encouraging, and the 43 units most definitely are badly needed. West Donegal, similar to all of the county and the rest of the 26 counties, we're really struggling with the housing crisis that has been caused deliberately by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, to look after the interest of the very, very wealthy landlord class. Here in West Donegal, we've formed a campaign called Tóg Tithe, very focused on the council to put pressure on them to build houses. We haven't built the houses that is badly needed. In the Glenties MD, this last 5 years, we've only managed, for some strange, weird, bizarre reason, to build 6 houses. And bear in mind, out of them 6 houses, there were 3 houses on a site and they were torn down. So really, I suppose, if you look at it, we've only built really 3 houses. It's an absolutely unacceptable small number of houses being built by the council. But we do need to look at the overall picture of why is the housing crisis the way it is. It is only a crisis for the working class people who are in badly need of homes, not a crisis for the very wealthy elite of the business and landlord class, where the policy was geared around their needs and not the need of ours.
The Ulster Farmers Union have written to the Department of Infrastructure Minister John O'Dowd seeking clarity on the upgrade of the A5 transport corridor. The minister had previously told Assembly that he was recommending the planned upgrade should proceed. UFU Deputy President John McClenaghan says farmers and landowners have been in limbo for several years now, and they need a timeline of the next steps they will need to take to help the future of their businesses.
The Minister has indicated that he wishes to proceed. I suppose what we need to know is what that will look like. You know, what is the planned route? How is that going to affect individual farm businesses? What the vesting order is going to look like, which is going to take that land, and whether there will be further environmental impact assessments and different processes that quite often happen in this, and what the timescale around all of it is, because you know, quite often we have these. It's more and more the case that these large scale projects just seem to take longer and longer and longer, and that makes planning for our members particularly difficult as they look to invest into their businesses, not sure that if they that they may have something in the next 6 months or the next, or it could be 5 years. They just don't know. So it's to get that clarity, just so we can make so our members can make the informed and hopefully for them the correct decisions. We'd like to know, I suppose, assessments that may be needed to be done and where they are. Maybe they have been done, we're not sure. So it's just to get that understanding again so our members can make the right decision. I think it is important to emphasise that we recognise the importance of road safety, and we see that right across the province. The A5 and as a particular, unfortunately, a particularly bad example of a road where there is not, where there has been far too many accidents over the years, and we see it in other places as well. So we want to see improved road safety, and that requires actions, obviously.
Live register figures for the end of last month have been released today by the Central Statistics Office, showing a fall in the numbers signing on in Donegal when compared to July 2023. There were 8,802 people on the registers in the county's 8 social welfare offices, a drop of 10% on the same period last year. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The sharpest fall in the numbers signing on was seen in Kelly Beggs, with 535 people on the register, a decrease of 21%. There was 19% less people recorded in Dunloe, with 966 signing on. The figure for Ballyshannon sat at 965, down 17% on the year previous. Buncrana fell by 11% to 1,554. Meanwhile, the Ballybuffet and Donegal offices seen 7% and 6% less names on the register, totalling to 1,129 and 569 respectively. Letterkenny had a marginal decrease of 3% to 2,543. Finally, Dunfanaghy was the only office to record an increase, which was of 5% to 541.
A National Garda roads enforcement operation for the bank holiday weekend is underway. 113 people have been killed on the road so far this year, 13 more than this time last year. Alex Rowley has more.
The message from the Gardaí is simple. Don't drink and drive, don't take drugs and drive, don't use your phone while driving, don't speed, and put your seatbelt on. An Garda Síochána says it's seen a big rise in the number of people using drugs and that on average one intoxicated driver is arrested every hour. Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys is from the National Roads Policing Bureau.
It has become normalised and it shouldn't. Drugs do stay in the system a lot longer and we will be able to detect drugs up to several days after you having taken them. What I would say to people is quite clearly, you know, any drug consumption is illegal. So therefore you should not be taking drugs to start off with, and then certainly not, you should not be getting in behind the wheel of a car.
Meanwhile, Noreen Byrne from Drink Aware is urging people to plan ahead for their nights out this weekend.
Whether it's in a taxi, on public transport, or a designated driver. Research from the Drink Aware Barometer highlights a concerning lack of awareness regarding the harms of drink driving, which is especially worrying with the rise in fatal road collisions this year.
The message is not to drink at all or use drugs and drive. Even the morning after drinking, you can still be over the limit.
The time is coming up to 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 14 minutes past five. Mark Gallagher is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We're going to start with action at the Olympic Games in Paris. Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan retained their gold medal in the lightweight men's double sculls earlier on today. The Skibbereen Duo's coach Dominic Casey says today's gold is a huge moment for Irish rowing.
Good, like it's great for rowing as well, for the sport, you know.
Yeah.
Great for rowing.
And
yeah.
Skibbereen as well.
And for every club in Ireland, really, because all the athletes, you know, every club in Ireland will be people coming into every club in Ireland now.
Aoife Casey and Mags Cremin were fifth in the lightweight women's double sculls, and it was sixth for Fermanagh's Ross Corrigan and Nathan Timoney in the men's pair. The 10-person Irish boxing team that travelled to Paris will return with only one medal. Michaela Walsh became the latest Irish fighter to suffer a last 16 exit, beaten by unanimous decision by Bulgarian featherweight Svetlana Staniva. It's currently Ireland 1, New Zealand 1 in their final Group B game in the men's hockey. Ireland's show jumping team had to content themselves with a 7th place finish in Versailles earlier. Robert Dixon and Sean Wadilove were cruelly denied a medal in the men's skiff. A false start from the Irish crew contributed to a 9th place finish in the medal race and 4th overall. Medals now appear a remote possibility for the Irish men's golfers. Rory McIlroy is 6 off the lead on 5 under and Shane Lowry is level par after their second rounds. Xander Schauffele, Hideki Matsuyama and Tommy Fleetwood jointly hold the clubhouse lead on 11 under par. Noel Hendrick will go in race 3 of the men's kayak cross tomorrow and Liam Jagu in race 7. They were 14th and 17th respectively after today's time trial section. Madison Corcoran posted the 35th best time in the women's race and Ellen Walsh returns to the pool tonight for the semi-finals of the 200 metre individual medley. She was 15th overall after this morning's heats. Without Rashida Adeleke, Ireland will compete in a tough second heat in the mixed 4x400 relay later. They'll take to the track at 22 minutes past 6. Luke McCann, Andrew Coscarin and Cathal Doyle will go in tomorrow's repechage for a chance to enter the 1500 metre semi-finals. Heat 2 of the women's 5000 metres features Jodie McCann and Eric Favours competes in the qualifying for the men's shot put. Moving on to soccer and in the SSE Airtricity League First Division this evening, Finn Harps have their first home game in over a month. after three straight defeats away from home, one of those coming in the FAI Cup. Fifth place Harps will be hoping to bounce back to victory, but do face a tough assignment against fourth placed Bray Wanderers. Former Harps captain Keith Cowan says Bray will fancy their chances in Ballybuffet tonight.
Bray's not a bad side. You know, obviously they're up in fourth spot. I think it's a point just between them. Look, they're a good side. They push Shells very close in the cup there. They beat Wexford last week comfortably. So, you know, yeah, they'll be seeing themselves. You know, it's an opportunity now for them to try and get that fourth spot and keep it, you know, make it there as if they can get to third even. So it'll be a difficult game for Harps. You know, Bray will fancy themselves coming up there as well. And everything's in good shape. The pitch is in good shape. This time of the year as well, they'll be looking to get the ball down and play. So it'll be a tough game for Harps. But I think it'll be one that'll be very enjoyable.
Kickoff is at 7:45 this evening and we'll be going live to Jeremy Doherty for regular updates from Finn Park. Elsewhere in the First Division this evening, leaders Cork City are away to Treaty United. Athlone Town host Kerry. Cove face Longford and UCD meet Wexford. There are just three games in the Premier Division. Shamrock Rovers make the trip to Waterford. Dundalk welcome Galway United to Oriel Park, while Bohemians host Drogheda United. In the Community Summer Cup at the Letterkenny Community Centre, Aileach meet Kilmacrenan and Celtic in the second of the quarterfinals this evening at 7:30. Old Town Celtic face Quigley's Point Swifts tomorrow at 1 o'clock. In motorsport, Donegal's Eamon Kelly and Monaghan's Conor Mohan currently sit ninth overall in the junior WRC section of Rally Finland in their Ford Fiesta Rally 3. In the WRC 2 category, Joshua McErlane and James Fulton have moved up to ninth in their Fabia RS. The overall leaders of the rally are Cal Rovanpera and John Haltonen in their GR Yaris Rally 1. In horse racing, it's day 5 of the Galway races, and the first race of the day, the first race of the evening schedule has just gone to post. With a preview on this evening's racing, here's Dave Keena.
It's day 5 of the Galway Festival. It's an evening fixture which gets underway at 5 o'clock. The main supporting race is the Guinness Galway Blazers, which goes to post at 6 o'clock. And the feature is the Guinness Handicap. All 18 goes to post, and Sirius, an impressive winner of the amateur handicap here on Monday. She is the 3-1 market leader to oblige again for Willie Mullins. And on this occasion, she'll be ridden by Shane Foley. In association with Paddy Power News, your place for all your Galway races tips. From Galway, I'm Dave Keena.
In Gaelic Games, there's a big game in the Senior Hurling Championship in Donegal this evening. Burt will play St Junans, with the winners advancing to play Setanta in the Senior Hurling Final. That fixture is at 8 this evening, while in the Intermediate Championship, it'll be Iria Ballyshannon hosting Buncrana, and Cairn Donna will welcome Dunlow. Those games are also at 8, and in the Junior Championship, Letterkenny Gaels play local rivals St Junans at 6:30, and Four Masters will take on Setanta at 8 o'clock. There are two fixtures in the Derry Senior Football Championship this evening. Kilray face Ballachy, and Steelstown Brian Oggs play O'Donovan Rossa GAC. And finally, in cricket, Letterkenny are in action against Brigade in the North West League One Cup Final at Beechgrove. That tie is underway and will continue tomorrow. That's all your sport for this evening, but we will, of course, be going over to Jeremy Doherty for live updates of Harps Clash with Bray from 7:45. Kitty.
Thanks, Mark, August, Anish, and Nuacht, le Colm Ferriter.
Sé Wormahas, Colm Ferriter, and Shalin, the Prieve Skelty. Ta plan con usage na Gaeliga idihi an arachtas, tarish sauce an tauri, a arberch, major le servishi tihi an arachtas. Taharag sul go dori fui griever her, usage na Gaeliga a churchon kin ija lion. Le tellu gelegori le ve fostio con an spruc arctus da changa awench ama. Ta curu toga do ran farci ha claru le shan forum farber ha changa major le ratches forus ne gelega. Es coj larna e an forum farber ha changa ele ellen den structor formul ejer ne can agriacti agus forus ne gelega. Es id cospori an forum farber ha changa na analish agus corlia aglacu agus a curr foil a reactanish na gaeliga ar fod na chira e mór reimsi ahanta. Ta fóras na gaeliga anish a curr fóltsa rivalieri ha sima o ghini sa fóbal ar wailofa a vei en a maldan av orum ager fihe fihe si cahar agus fihe fihe agus a shacht. Chocki am forum farberha changa le ceila suas le cera huirat sa vlian. Curtur fóltsa rivalieri ha sima o ghini a ta tishkin sir arnial ar lai. De Curchon kin na Gaeliga ag level an fobal Nafrij agod ubre lena kyun agriakti gelige. Ta korle honda hun anal amon archiokta komai la past ashtri hora le gelige foger her heave soku. August Tahar, exul gome ang turret has eglorig iritish lahai nagradam commersage fihe fihe sikahar and shardin shahogin. Togan nagradam ahantas da harwaihis urem shakatagor a winin le krailturukt agus namain. Shin mahod shaligalier slan agus barakt.
Ireland has been formally accepted into the EU Migration and Asylum Pact. Justice Minister Helen McEntee has welcomed the European Commission's confirmation of the move. She says the pact will greatly assist Ireland as we continue taking an active role in managing migration in Europe. Latest figures from the Department of Integration show there are 2,370 international protection applicants without an offer of state accommodation. The PSNI says four officers were assaulted while dealing with a reported fight in Newry. They attended the scene in the Bank Pride area of the town shortly after 12:30 yesterday morning. They took a 22-year-old injured man to hospital where he reportedly became aggressive, assaulted the officers and spat at a nurse. He was arrested on suspicion of common assault, criminal damage and four counts of assault on police. Police say none of the officers were seriously injured and were able to remain on duty, but have condemned the attack as completely unacceptable. The HSE is appealing to people to stay safe over the August bank holiday weekend. They are encouraging the public to make themselves aware of what healthcare options are available. Michaela Clark has more.
Tony Canavan, Regional Executive Officer, HSE West and North West, says bank holiday weekends tend to see a high number of people attending ADs. He expects this weekend to be no different, but says plans are in place to deal with the increased demand. People are advised that emergency departments are for life-threatening emergencies, and patients who attend for routine and non-urgent treatment may experience a long wait time. The HSE says additional staff will be working in GP practices over the weekend to deal with demand. Therefore, should you urgently require the services of the GP, you should contact the Out of Hours service. Anyone who is feeling unwell and displaying symptoms of respiratory illness, vomiting or diarrhoea is asked to postpone visiting a healthcare setting. Further information is available on hse.ie.
Ireland could be the next country to remove guardianship rights from people convicted of killing their child's other parent. The current laws here mean a parent who kills the other parent retains guardianship rights over any children. However, a proposed new bill is being drawn up to take away that right. The proposed Valerie's Law is named after 41-year-old Valerie French Kilroy, who was murdered by her husband James Kilroy in 2019. Irish Examiner journalist Liz Dunphy outlines how the laws around guardianship have changed elsewhere.
In May, there was a law brought in the UK called Jade's Law, which was called after a woman called Jade Ward, who was just in her 20s when she was also very brutally killed by the father of her four children. And her family pushed for this change. And also in Argentina, Israel and in Italy.
People who are planning a sea swim over the bank holiday are being urged to check carefully for rip currents. They are strong currents away from the beach that can drag anything caught in out to the sea. The lifeboat service recommends swimming sideways parallel with the beach to escape it. Killian O'Kelly, Water Safety Education Manager with the RNLI, says there's a risk of rip currents in parts of the island this weekend.
We're expecting quite a lot of swell on the south and west coast this bank holiday weekend. So a beach that you've gone to before that's normally calm may have a little bit of swell on it. So just if you see waves and you see swell, just be careful around rip currents or rip tides, as some people call them, because the swell conditions can actually create rip currents. Just be mindful if there's a lot of waves.
And now for the weather. Rain for a time followed this evening by sunshine and just isolated showers. Highest temperatures of 18 to 20 degrees. Breezy for a time, but winds will ease as the rain clears. It'll be largely dry tonight with long clear spells and just a few isolated showers. To conclude this evening's bulletin, concerns have been raised over the level of security at government buildings. It follows a series of suspected rammings overnight, which saw multiple gates damaged. Police in Derry are appealing for information following an incident of arson yesterday afternoon. Neighbourhood officers on patrol saw a large plume of smoke coming from the roof of the vacant Lisna Galvin Leisure Centre in Richhill Park and immediately contacted the NIFRS. A sailor was rescued after his yacht got into difficulty off Tulla Bay this morning. Lough Swilly RNLI were paged by Malinhead Coast Guard and the man was brought to safety. And a Letterkenny councillor says there needs to be more communication between officials and members as the need for social and affordable housing in Donegal's largest town continues to grow. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says one source of frustration to him is that he had sought on multiple occasions to get answers as to why an offer of 30 units to the council by a private developer wasn't being taken up. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, August 2nd. The death has occurred of Veronica Gallagher, 11 Farmley Park, Ardeskin, formerly of 321 St Joseph's Avenue, Donegal Town and Dibbon. Her remains will repose at Gallagher's funeral home, Station Road, Mount Charles today until 9 p.m. Reposing at her late residence tomorrow for family and friends. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. in St Patrick's Church, Donegal Town, with burial afterwards in Glenty Cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to the Oncology Unit, Sligo University Hospital. The death has occurred of Desi Rowan, 42, Tara Court, Letterkenny, formerly Marine Drive, Killybegs. Reposing at his late residence tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m, concluding with rosary. Funeral from there on Sunday to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for 1 p.m. funeral mass, which can be viewed on the Church of Irish Martyrs YouTube channel, followed by burial in Comwell Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Christine Chrissy McGillian, née Kennedy, 31 Lambton Court, Strabann, and formerly of Dublin, reposing at her home this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Monday morning at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Margaret McGinley, née Doherty, banker, Maharanan, Letterkenny, formerly of Auchterlin, Rathmullen, reposing at her late residence today until 9 p.m. with rosary at 9 p.m. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by burial in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.